Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about new men can't pee right. Well, let's get this party started, shall we? Yes, look at this, for example. Apparently in Utah you could wave a Nazi flag, but you can't wave a pride flag. Oh, shame, 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 right? No, I don't think so, but me, that's just me. But yes, trans people do suffer a lot of woes and tribulations. Yes, apparently when they go to the bathroom too, it's very difficult. Let me bring up this little gem. Yes, this little dealie is on Reddit, of course. It says, how to pee standing up, a tutorial. Okay, it says, do not fucking do this. I have made a grave fucking error. Do not pull your pants all the way down at the urinal. Do not wipe with the urinal cake. Do not do any of this shit. I advised. I am fucking stupid. Well, it came out of your mouth, not mine. It says, edit, read first. Things I have learned today. Urinal cakes are not used for wiping. How I have not gotten an infection is beyond me. Number 2, apparently I have a powerful stream. Number 3, I have passed in some worst designated bathrooms in the world. Who put the fucking urinal right where you can see it where you walk in the door? Yes, I started looking into all this stuff. Apparently trannies have to do all kinds of deals to use the bathroom. They need special equipment to pee standing up. Yes, it's some weirdest shit. So yeah, so once you go into your mutation pod and you come out as a man, you need a special equipment to pee. Unless they put you the equipment. If not, you'll need something like this. Let me bring it up. Yes, fellas, you're gonna need something called the pee style. Yes, let's read it. It says, stay safe, stay hydrated, and easy to use while clothed. Yes, folks, you could get yourself the pee style. It's made in the USA. What do you do when adventure and nature calls? At the same time? The pee style is a personal urination device, a PUD, a PUD, that allows women, non-binary folks, and trans men to stand and pee fully clothed. Yes, fellas, you could pee standing up if you use this little dealie. Do you want to see what it looks like? Yes, let's go bring it out. Yes, fellas, you could buy this little dealie for $11.99. And let's look at it. Look, it's a 1.65 inches wide. Yes. Then it's 1.75 inches deep. Let's look. Oh, and look how long it is. It's 7.5 inches long. And it only weighs 0.8 ounces. So you could put this between your legs and let it rip and let it flow like it was meant to be. Congratulations. Now you got yourself a plastic phallus that's 7.5 inches long. Beautiful. Looks like a spoon to me, in my opinion. Oh yeah, and look, and for all the tree-hugging hippies, the pee style is recycled in partnership with Oceanworks, whatever the flying fuck that is. It's made from recycled ocean plastic, recovered from nets, trawls, and ropes. Nice! Responsibly sourced, high-quality recycled plastic, free from BPA and other phthalates, whatever the fuck that is. And it's made in the good old U.S. of A. Yes, you see, Donald Trump is making America great again. Making pee styles so women and trannies and whatnot could pee standing up like God intended, right? Yeah, if you don't like the color green because it reminds you of illegal aliens or aliens in general, they do come in different colors. So you go like that, match the color of your skin. You know, oppression and stuff. Yes, look at this. You got darky. You got brown, you got light brown, mocha, then whatever the other shit. And yeah, match your skin color. Beautiful. Those are the color types. Look at that. A, B, C, D, or E. Choose your poison, right? Yeah, and the cool thing that not only trannies can use it, but also crippled women can use it too. Like this chick, Kaisha. Well, let's see what this crippled chick has to say. When I first tried the pee style, I immediately knew we'd become inseparable. Yeah, just like another dildo for you, right? I have prosthetics, which makes it hard for me to squat, but now I don't need to. Yeah, cause now you put that thing between your fucking pussy lips and the P-Style and I had cycled together from New York to San Francisco, pedaled in Russia From the White Sea to the Baltic Sea. Uh-oh, that's a Russian spy right there. Be careful. And cross the Tsi in Test Mountain Pass in Morocco. Ooh, a spy, really? I'm sure we have lots of new adventures ahead of us. Yeah, sure, go do your Russian spy shit, right? Well, am I wrong? I don't know. Who cares? Delusional women, right? Just like trannies are delusional women that did their mutations, but whatever. Let's go back to the tranny shit, right? Here we go back to the gender affirmation. As a trans guy, the P-style is not only a matter of convenience, it's a matter of safety. Yes, because see this weirdo taking a piss like someone's gonna pay attention, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, guys don't pay attention to other guys taking a piss unless they're a faggot. And also there's dividers. So this is stupid. If I see you like looking in your bag and fumbling or whatever and you're taking out some weird little thing, that's gonna cause an alarm. So I might think you have a knife or something. Or you're taking a picture, trying to take a picture of my dick. So yeah, you fumbling with this little P-style thing? They're gonna raise questions. But I'm just saying. Yeah, these fools have some weird ass fucking ideas in their brain. Says, I can finally pee standing up anywhere. It's been a lifesaver, quite literally. No, you're stupid. You used to be a chick and now you're a dude and now you're scared because you're a dude with a pussy? You're fucking dumb. You're retarded. You shouldn't switch teams. You're a fool. Well, this is fun. Let's go click and see what other losers are. Yes, we got this wiener named Chase. He says, or Shim, whatever, thank you for making such an amazing product. He keeps it at such a great price. Yeah, well, $12 is not a bad price for a piece of plastic. Helps you standing up straight. You have to pull down your pants or whatever. Or you should have been born a man and you would have had one already attached. Just saying. I'm probably gonna buy a backup or two in other colors, just in case. At this price, I don't want to be caught without it. Yes, I guess a gun or a knife won't be a better protection, but who knows, right? Now, the next one is Peter Griffin. I'm actually a repeat buyer. Yay! This time, I bought one for my girlfriend as well, and she kept stealing mine. Ooh, I tried pretty much a stand-to-pee device out there before trying this, and they either didn't work or weren't reliable. You people are stupid, but whatever, Peter. With the P-style, it just works well, without a big learning curve, and it's easy to clean. No tubes. Can't ask for more than that. It also doesn't hurt that you guys are open about selling to trans people. Okay, money is money, right? You're stupid. Alrighty then. And then the third weirdo has a weird name. Is it Diane? Or is it Danny? Is it wordplay on the word Danny? I don't know. Who cares? Trannies are weird. It says, I just don't have enough good things to say about my pee style. I used it when I worked at McMurdo Station, Antarctica. When disrobing out in the elements, I was just not an option, and neither was explaining to the other guys why I had to do so. I know for a fact that there is somebody using the P-style, for there is this season too. What? I don't know. Definitely liberty and certainly a paradigm shift. Whatever. You're a weird tranny. I don't understand. And why the hell is there a tranny in Antarctica? That just raises more questions. What the fuck? Man, all these troubles just to take a piss standing up, right? Too bad you ladies weren't born as men. You have to do all this weird bobination shit to be a man. Yeah, then you have a little pouch carrying your little fucking piss tube. What the fuck? You're a fucking weird lady. Or guy. Whatever you want to call yourself. You're fucking just weird. Yeah, little case, little traveling pouch. I wonder if it smells too. Maybe. I'm sure you guys do that guy all kinds of shit, so I don't know. Yeah, fellas, all the crazy things that these weak women have to do just to pretend to be men. All this smoky mirrors or whatever you want to call it. All this shit just so they could pretend to be men. You think it's gonna work? No. You'll never get a woman pregnant. You just have penis envy. And all this thing you're doing is just retardation. Just be a man? It's not gonna happen. Just be a woman. You would have the equipment. I know it hurts your fifi, but it is what it is. It's going to be so funny when they take all the funding and all the cash and prizes away from these weak people. I want to see if they really could do it. Yes, let's see, your mutations actually prove that you're a man. I don't think so. Yeah, fuck it, whatever. Let the best man win, in my opinion. Right? Well, I don't know. What do you guys think? You guys let me know. This is Gonzo J saying goodbye, farewell. Don't let these clowns pollute your mind and think that you're less. You are the best. So fuck them, goodbye, and farewell. Alright, bye-bye.